For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
Puppets, marionettes, what are they?
He strolls across a creaky stage in brightly colored carpenter overalls of red and blue, his Italian accent rich, especially when he searches for a word.
I gioielli, chi viene a portarmeli?
My name is Piero Corbella.
Corbella is a puppeteer with the centuries-old Carlo Cola & Sons Marionette Company of Milan. He's in Charleston for Spoleto, and he's giving elementary school children a behind-the-scenes tour.
This is a naked marionette.
He shows the kids how the marionettes are carved by hand, their eyes of glass, elaborate costumes sewn.
So we begin with the socks.
Ornate jewelry carefully crafted. Expensive wigs, crocheted strand by strand, sometimes wrapped in curlers before a show.
Yes, it's a very big work.
And it's all done by the team of 15 puppeteers, artisans in every sense of the word.
The marionettes are moved by the strings.
The company has 2,500 marionettes and 8,000 costumes for their more than 200 plays and operas.
Every year, we realize at least one new performance.
For this performance, they unleash 300 puppet mice. The Pied Piper brought to life in a way these kids have likely never seen. No computerized special effects, but puppetry.
Starting today, this is going to be our new home.
They are the first example of virtual actors.
Corbella calls them beautiful actors. He remembers when he first fell for the craft. Company namesake Eugenia Montecolo visited his school. He was his mentor, a friend, and more.
Our father, our brother, our everything. Without him, we would not be here.
Cola recently passed, and Corbella, a puppeteer for 40 years, says he must now pass down this tradition. The show must go on.
So that this kind of work can survive.
The curtain comes down. The kids have questions.
When you're having a monument riding an animal, do you have...
Several call the marionettes monuments, likely how it sounds to them with an Italian accent. But it is a monumental moment when they're invited to go backstage.
All kinds of stuff. You just got to watch where you're stepping, okay? Ready, ready?
Suddenly, they are face to face with puppet people and those who pull their strings.
You see the movement of the mouth?
Even their teacher is moved.
This is almost like an ancient art form to them, so I don't think I've ever seen something like this, so it's cool for the teachers too.
It's music to Corabella's ears.
Well, I hope that they could discover a word that can fascinate them, something maybe distant from their experience.
I'm gonna touch it. We'll let it do it.
He hopes to pull the strings on hearts and minds.
I became a puppeteer without thinking.
Like they were pulled for him.
Yes.
For more on Spoleto, join us backstage with our Spoleto podcast. And you can find more on the story at SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.